Oh, definitely, because you just build that confidence and you just expect to do well. It's like, hey, we can win this. You know, we can do this. We want to get past districts. We want to get to sectionals and then on to state. And just knowing, you know, that's reachable. You just never know and just play your hardest.
How much do you look forward to getting to August and saying, you know, everybody loves summer vacation, but there has to be a part of you too that says, man, I'm really looking forward to this tennis season, getting the girls in practices. How much do you look forward to this week?
Oh, so much. It's just everything you start planning is like, okay, then I can't hardly sleep. I'm thinking of drills in my head, and it's just so much fun. And then the girls are just texting me, can't wait to see you, coach, and just come out here and listening to them talk to each other and cheer each other up. And, you know, I'm doing my job as a coach too, but so are they. They pull over the freshmen and say, hey, you need to do it this way. And so that's what I want to see, and just that they are stepping up, taking control also.
What are the general things you've been working on over the last three mornings?
Serves, forehands, backhands. We're going to start volleys at the end of this week too. And really this week is just getting back and hitting a lot. And so, and then starting next week, we'll start challenge matches to get our certain spots for the year. And then, you know, those don't change too much throughout the season. Well, there's just not time. Because once we start in September, it's just a go. We usually have three matches a week, and it's hard to fit in a challenge match. But that's why we'll start that and make sure that they are in the spot that, you know, where they fit ability-wise. And we're excited about that.
So here's one of the things I figured out with sports a long time ago is, and I don't care what sport it is, if you're out there, you can say this with football, with volleyball, with basketball, if you're forcing somebody to react to what you're doing, mm-hmm. that's going to be advantage you. I think especially in tennis, if you're controlling what's happening with the ball going back over the net, it's advantage you. Is that a mindset that you have to build? Does it come naturally, or how do you get the girls into that sort of mindset of being the aggressor?
No, we always talk about how it's just so mental. It's like, can you do this? Can you? You can't have one bad point and then have five bad points in a row. You have to get over it. You're going to have bad shots. Mm-hmm. You just have to have more good shots than bad shots.